This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we gotta be below the Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the air.
Big ol' sack, tickle it.
All right, speaking of emails, should I reply to the one from Elon asking me what I did last week or not?
Oh, you better.
If I don't.
It ain't like he's going to read them all.
I don't know what that means.
Or any of them. He's too busy with chainsaws.
Quit stealing Jesse James Dupree's gimmick.
Oh, boy.
And also Chainsaw Charlie's. Rest in peace, Terry Funk.
Hey, brother, let me do that on stage.
Before we let this get away, you said that we have an audio clip in the sack.
Oh, yeah.
This is, in other words,
this is the first.
This is, well, it might be the second or third, but it's a left on the FOF line, but for the mail sack. So I don't think they're mad, but they're explaining something to me because I'm stupid.
Yeah, sometimes the FOF line is, you know, it's all purpose, to be honest with you. People call in for other stuff like, I'm not mad, but here's something about or a question.
And my caller 13, on a voicemail.
Try again. You remember when you talked about ordering light bulbs, you didn't know how to tell them about the color?
Yes, I felt, I don't want to say the name of the store, let's call it Dome Hippo. Dome Hippo. And I was like, hey, what are the, I need the lights that are white, not yellow.
What?
I'm like, the ones that are white, not yellow.
And they're just looking at you like, you know, like, yeah. You said, well.
And it was a younger person, and you know, I... You know, it's kind of a funny little thing. I didn't get mad. I'll still go to Dome Hippo. Nothing like that.
Well, this guy's got a fix for you, buddy.
A fix
real
for
quick,
me.
Help you with that Home Depot issue, boss.
Oh,
the thing that you need to tell them when you're talking about the color of light, it is known as the temperature of the light. It's measured in Kelvin. So the light that you're looking for that's Benjamin. White is about 5,500 Kelvin. If you search that, you'll know what the hell I'm talking about later. But that's what you're trying to describe. The color of the light is known as the temperature. So, yeah, boys. Peace out.
Nice. What was it? What did he say? I mean, not fully, but what did he say?
F yeah, peace out.
Okay. I was going to say, like, that's, what a nice person.
F you know, yeah, boys.
I was expecting a little, you know, making fun of me a little bit because I didn't know how to say it. I never knew that but, word he said there.
So you have to look up what temperature is for what color. Like, what if you want a pink light? You got to figure out what pink is on the Kelvins.
You little lightning loafers.
How many pink Kelvins are...
I think you need one of those Amazon lights that work with your...
Kelvin light so Benjamin?
I guess. How many pink Kelvins does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
How many Kelvins? Not sure.
I like the one she's talking about, though, the Bluetooth. You say, hey, change colors.
That's what I have.
I got that, too.
Yeah. Just get a bunch more of those.
I can do it on... Man, I tell you, there's even that, we talk about the simplicity of technology and everything now. Like, I put the setting on my bedroom light at, I want to tell you what I set it at. I set it on cool white.
Oh.
But when that thing comes on, it puts it on soft white, which is like an orange. And it just gloomy. It's like the 70s.
So you have to say the color?
I have to go on my phone and change it to cool white. But it goes all the way from crimson red, which is...
You don't want that.
Who are you?
Oh, I like that sometimes.
For what reason? Are you using like a Satan dildo?
Paige is a deviant, man.
What is that about?
Sometimes I have red lights and I just relax with candlelight. It's kind of pretty.
Her light switches are right behind the bedpost, so she throws the toe up there to toggle them.
To toggle them.
I don't have colored lights in my bedroom, in my living room.
Put it on turquoise?
I can't deal. My son's got those. He's got the LED lights. This is too much for me.
If you walk in there and ever see it on crimson red, change it. It's weird.
It's kind of relaxing. It's pretty.
Like, you got a dark room in here, buddy? You trying to develop pictures or worship the devil or what?
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Am I going to step on a goat's
head? Sometimes it's blue. Sometimes it's purple. Sometimes red.
Sometimes I just want to sit in here and shop on my phone and drink blood. So, whatever. I'm researching a new part. Shut up. Phone.
I'm writing about
phone.
Vampires.
Change my light to salmon so I make Matt salmon. Happy.
I'm in a movie called The Vampire Room. So I have to...
That'd be great.
The Vampire Room.
How can I die next?
Okay, the big email.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
I got to take a little break. But you'll have more time with it when you come back.
Okay.
We haven't even gotten to it.
You fully get up in it.
Do you don't think I could read it and then we just go to break dry like that?
If you could do it in a minute, literally a minute, it'd be a challenge.
I have a situation, guys and girl. I don't know if I'm being pranked or not, but basically, can you get catfished by someone you already know? I'm saying this because I've been seeing a woman for almost 2 months now, and the thing is, I already know her, and she knows me, but she doesn't remember me, evidently. I don't know if this is odd or not, but she used to be one of my teachers about 10 years ago. I'm 27 now, she's 34, and this hasn't come up yet, and I sure as hell haven't mentioned it. I guess I'm waiting on her to pick up on it. I need some help on this one. You can call me if you need to. He puts his phone number, and then he wants to be anonymous. Yep. So we're going to try to call him.
Yeah, boys.
And
yeah,
she doesn't remember him. So we will come back. We will read that again, give it a little more time. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to your reactions to that. That's
God, I'm glad you left his number. It was like, call us up.
Yeah, it said, call me if you need to. So, like, yes,
that's kinda
we
cool.
will.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we will do that. We'll do that next, and we'll go from there. Get some more emails. It's The Rise Guys. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get The Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream The Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is The Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, baby.
You got me on this one. Oh. Oh, Rico. Suave.
Oh.
Rico.
Rico.
This is by Gerardo.
Oh, man.
The rapping in this sucks.
I can't wait to get... If we get Grim Rico on, this is going to be his theme music.
I remember this back in the day.
Yes. Long way back in the day.
He became a record rep, right? I believe Gerardo. Yeah.
Or a producer.
One of those. Rico, guess who died today?
He's dead?
No, I'm just saying when we get Grim Rico on, this will be his theme music.
Have you mentioned that to Rico, your friend?
I haven't floated it yet.
Grim Rico.
I feel like he'd do it the...
He always alerts... Fat boy of celebrity deaths.
Rico. Guess who died today?
You think he's already got it like set up to text for the Pope?
Like an auto? Oh, I don't know.
He's got it ready to go. So the minute he hears, so just send it right to you.
Pope's in kidney failure.
I know.
It's not looking good.
It's not a good time for a new Pope to come in. You know, but like especially like don't bring back the evil Pope. Remember him? It was like a villain in a DC movie. Was a Marvel movie.
Was it John Paul II in decent shape to be his age? Like he was like he exercised and
whatnot. That was like our childhood Pope.
Yeah.
Or my childhood Pope, I guess.
I don't know. Are there age restrictions? Like how there has to be a minimum age of Pope, right? Like president.
I think you just gotta be gray.
You probably gotta be at least 60, I would think.
I don't know that they have rules on that.
To be the pontiff.
I don't know.
But again, you have to be anointed.
There certainly won't be a woman.
The cardinals have to anoint you.
That's God, is that weird? As a serious question, Paige. And we're going to get to this email. I know I'm asking a lot of crap. It's not even tied into what we're talking. But, like, is it weird to go to a church where there's no chance of a woman being the leader of the church? Like, does that bother you as a woman?
I don't go to a church like that.
Oh.
Well, the Southern Baptist Convention, you know, we're kicking out churches that had female preachers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I don't think they ever changed on that.
That changed a lot. I don't even know if they have the convention anymore.
So we have women preachers.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of the best ones I've heard before have been women.
Like, you know, it wouldn't bother me if she's been through it and knows what she's talking about.
Do you realize that every person is a female in the beginning until...
No, I don't.
If you understand biology...
No.
I failed it because it's too hard. All I remember is genetics was too hard, and you want that extra chromosome.
Yeah, it's
Paige the chromosome Dianetics.
That changes it to an X, X and Y.
She's really reading that.
We're all the same.
Well, you know what?
It doesn't matter, man or woman.
Well, we all start off as a sperm, then.
No, we all start off as an egg.
I think I kept the female.
That's egg
up top.
Before the chicken. Well, that egg just gonna sit there and rot if it ain't got that.
I saw the commercial again about the race car driver where he's a sperm, and it was kind of creepy.
I've seen that. They showed it during the Saturday race. I know. It's really weird.
Like, I don't have to see this. I thought this was a family sport.
I mean, that's one thing they ought to put, like, hey, if you think you're nobody, guess what? You were the fastest one day.
Yes.
On the day it counted, you were the best.
Luckily, I don't have young kids. I would have to explain to them what a sperm is.
We should all get first place ribbons on our birthdays. Or the first one, at least.
I really should.
Like, you, that's probably the only race I've ever won.
Then, like, you tell your parents, you got the best version. Like, there's no telling what else could have happened.
No kidding, man.
Yeah, I could have been a convict, you know, with tattoos everywhere.
Akon.
Could have.
Yep. But
then, like, you still have a chance.
This is the version you got.
But the Pope, though, we hope he's okay.
Well, I mean, anybody who's in dire straits.
Unless you, if you don't like him, then I'll agree with you. I don't really have a dog in the fight.
I don't have a dog in the fight, other than, like, I know a lot of, you know, it's just a bad time for the world for that to switch over, because there's always a little weirdness about that to me. You know, like the previous evil pope, he was weird.
Pope have a lot of influence.
Yeah.
I feel like this pope didn't really wield it as much as he could have.
They're just like the owner of the world's biggest bank. That's what it means, really.
A lot of money in the Vatican.
A lot of
money. But this pope seemed like he was kind of to himself more.
Yeah, like, he was the one who was, like, he broke a lot of the rules and went and, like, started washing the feet of people again. And they, like, you know, that was, the popes got away from doing that. He started doing, like, them Super Bowl commercials.
Is Benedict the one you're thinking of, the German?
Was he the last one? He wore black a lot. Like, he was, like, anti-pope. He was, like, a lot of people thought he was the Antichrist. No kidding. What was that? I don't know how to Google that previous pope.
See, I don't even know how many popes were on since John Paul II. Two or three. I think one quit, didn't he? He just, like, gave up.
That was I thought the one I'm talking about, I thought he got ran out. I don't think that he gave up. Maybe they said that, like, the way Michael Jordan quit to go play baseball. But I think he was kind of...
But then he came back. You can't come back as a pope. It's like, when you quit, you can't be reanointed.
They vote you in.
I don't know my Roman numerals.
Licks is 49.
Benedict XV1. That'd be 16. Yes, that is 16. Benedict 16.
The 16th.
Yeah. He was the one that was like the kind of evil looking or had some allegations. I don't know. I'm going to get into that. Here we go.
Okay, two. Yeah, I knew it was two after John Paul II.
Here's the email. I have a situation.
Go Catholics.
Boys and girl. I don't know if I'm being pranked or not, but basically, can you get catfished by someone you already know? I'm saying this because I've been seeing a woman for almost 2 months now, and the thing is, I already know her, and she knows me, but she doesn't remember me, evidently. I don't know if this is odd or not, but she used to be one of my teachers about 10 years ago. I'm 27 now. That would put him back. Who's got it first?
15. Dang it.
He's 27 now.
What was the year that?
And about 10 years ago.
Here comes the buzzer.
37.
17 is the correct answer.
Oh.
She's 34.
So she's 80.
So that puts her...
She's 100.
If she's 34 now, and this happened 10 years ago, who's got this one first? Hold was the teacher.
This is why I quit school.
24. This hasn't come up yet, and I haven't mentioned it. I guess I'm waiting on her to pick up on it. Emoji with hands in the air like I don't know. I need some help on this one. You can call me if you need to. We're not getting anyone on the phone.
No. I mean, we could keep trying throughout the show, but nothing yet. Which sucks. I know. I'm not going to talk to the guy. There was enough numbers. It was a real number.
You know, like, that reminds me of... yeah, it was a real number.
There were 10 digits.
I remember one of my favorites... elementary school teachers. I saw her years later. Maybe I was in my 20s then. And I instantly recognized her. And, like, I remember, like, we had a, not in a sexual way, but we had a close connection. You know, it was real good. She didn't remember me, and I was
heartbroken.
Like, and I know that it had been years ago, and, like, her to me is, like, you know, all the amount of kids on the roster of kids she's
that
seen
you'd
since
be
then.
The most important, you thought?
No,
we all think that though.
Yes, we all. Yeah. You always think. Yeah. Oh,
I remember you, Mr. Harris.
This chick. This is only 10 years later. I mean, she's only been a teacher, you know.
But what's the span that you? Well, this tells me that he didn't stand out. Like, he wasn't an athlete, like a brainiac type kid.
Right.
Like, he wasn't really an achiever, because everybody remembers those.
He's probably just an average, a C student.
like everybody remembers the athlete, you know, like you went to school, like the big, good athlete. Then teachers would remember that too.
I dated a C student. She had great grades.
I'm going to cheat off you.
Okay.
She was a C student.
But like, how do you remember that?
You can't talk quietly.
You have to write down what that was because I'm not getting
You didn't
it.
Hear her say it?
No.
That's right. Oh, Lord. You're going to feel so dumb right now.
These mics are good.
There we go.
No. Okay. Why just say it?
That's you what can't. I thought he was saying. He was.
You don't find out what words on the list till we use them.
No one knows what it even means, but you just can't say it because whoever comes up with the rules says, you know, I just don't like the way that one sounds. So put it on the list.
He said it was like, what, a month?
He's been seeing her for 2 months.
2 months. Something would have came up, right?
Yeah, wouldn't they figure it out?
Unless he's, well, he said he thought he was getting catfished.
See, and so 10 years ago, that changes it. Because elementary school, that was the whole class, the same class all day long. That's why it's so impressionable. Mrs. Hawkins, that was her name. That's why she was so impressionable to me, because I'm young. I had the same teacher every day, so she's kind of like, I was around her probably more than I was my actual parents. So that's why that connection was there. But when you're in high school, that's 1 hour a day. Maybe even half the year because of semesters.
Yeah, like you got a bunch of different teachers. Mm-hmm. And they only remember you for, what, a couple years maybe?
Well, how many kids do they have every year?
A bunch.
Yeah, how are they going to remember everybody?
That's why all those parents got away with stealing all those laptops. There's just so many kids that couldn't keep
Who are you?
It's like y'all, you have to remind them.
Y'all are the same after a while.
There's a house somewhere in Greenville County where like some of the other kids left theirs over there. They probably got like 15 laptops.
There's a racket.
Mom's hoarding them.
At the jockey lot.
Yeah.
Get your laptop.
Quit making forts out of all the laptops from Greenville County schools.
Tim Waller is going to be emailing you if you don't get those laptops back. He's going to get you.
So he knows and she doesn't know. So, I mean, do you tell? I don't know why you hide it.
Obviously, it's not bothering her because she has no idea. So he's just.
And that's not a bad age gap. Now, then and now, it's different, you know. Like, you could use the example of, like, my dad was 3 years older than my mom, but when he was 18, she was 15. So that wouldn't be a good
mix. That's big then.
That's a big difference then. But he was 21 when they got married. She, fresh out of high school, got married 2 weeks later after graduating high school.
Is that still a thing now where you got the seniors dating the freshmen? Because that's...
He was already graduated.
So bad?
He was...
Well, I mean, like now, like in these days, this probably, look, it wasn't a good idea then, really. Like, it just wasn't going to fly, but now.
But, I mean, it's that weird conditioning, though. Like, the way we society makes us feel. Like, my grandma and grandpa, again.
But you go to
14 and 15 years old, got married. Stayed married for 75 freaking plus years.
Well, some.
But you don't see that these days.
Some 14, 15-year-old girls are a little bit more advanced than others.
She probably taught my grandpa how to do it.
But then again, like...
You know, I seem young,
I'd get a Matthew out of her if she heard that.
That was a part of, you know, when you were a senior, from the dude's point of view, you're like, hey, I got some younger women coming up. I'm the man now.
Yeah.
Just like it was a mindset.
See, I had a friend that, with no names, that when we were seniors started dating a freshman, and I thought that was weird then.
See, I had a crush.
I mean, I really... Because I was thinking, like, dude, a year ago, she was in middle school.
Right.
That's just...
He's like, I was too. I got held back.
No.
I had a crush on the soccer player when I was a freshman and he was
Pele.
A senior.
Who was it?
Drinkwater.
Drinkwater.
Oh, I thought he was a swimmer. Did he do both?
He played soccer.
I swore I thought he swam. I do it all, mate.
Maybe that's how he got home, back to Australia.
He swam in between those hooters. Try not to drown. You'll take a little break.
I think we take a break and then we absolutely try to get him on. I mean,
drink water?
No. I've already looked that. I tried to make that happen.
I would like to talk to him.
Yeah.
I saw one of Paige's other associates pop up in my little feed. I'm like, oh, okay. See if we can get that guy on and talk about some old high school Paige.
Oh, please don't. That guy has too many stories.
see what she was really like in the bitchin' Camaro days. And
is his last name Ryan McGeesh?
It might.
He's got stories you better not ask about.
Oh, man.
First name rhyme with gone?
I'm going to get you a cameo from your old buddy Dennis Eckersley page.
No. Hey, I remember you.
I remember you.
I'll never forget those suckers.
We didn't really have the party house in the neighborhood. I wasn't there when it was the party house.
No, your brother ran the parties.
He did.
I know how that goes.
He did.
We will. We'll try this guy again. If not, we'll get him on at some point. But I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna try him throughout the day
like,
too.
Did he have a thing for her then? Like, was he attracted to her then? And then like, because I bet he knew instantaneously. Like, did she even like maybe,
young love?
Yeah.
And his life had a big crush on her, and then he finally found her. It's kind of romantic.
It kind of is. But like, I hope none of my old teachers are listening to this, but I had no hot teachers. That's when they still did it the right way. You couldn't be,
not like
you didn't
Motley
hire
Crew.
Too hot. The substitutes were usually hot. But to have
one I can think of, but like the other ones were older ladies.
Yes. Yes. And that kind of curtailed that crap.
Nice ladies.
You know? I mean,
we had some hot and cool teachers in California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Whoever showed you Shaka Zulu every day, I'm sure he was a nice looking man.
Sugar Bear. Coach McCauley.
Sugar Bear.
He was the man. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. I will tell you that in the next email, we get quite a compliment from Terry from Tocoa. I'm not sure if I'm saying that name. It's Terry with one R. Is that Terry?
Terry.
I want to get a vanity tag one day.
Terry.
I'm going to use one R. I'm Terry. All right, we'll get to that email and this one that's signed with Help Me, Damn It. That's how it ends. So all kinds of good stuff coming up. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, we got so many. Like, we could do the whole last hour, all these email. So I'm going to shut up and start reading some.
You want me to give the little update?
Oh, my bad. I just got back in here. What happened?
I got the guy, but he can't do it right now. He said he could do it tomorrow before 8 o'clock if we can do it.
Okay. Liar.
So I was like, I know. Like, why don't you put a time restriction when you
call
emailed
me
us?
Anytime if you need to. Liar.
Big G liquor?
I gotta be at work. Maybe when? Maybe sitting in my cubicle and do the work.
Get me excited on a Monday for no reason.
I hate
that for you.
So we get him tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
It would have to be before 8 o'clock. But, you know, I hope he gets a paper cut in the meantime.
Okay. Good.
Well, that's harsh.
All right. So that's the guy who is dating one of his ex-teachers, but she doesn't remember him. Here's the email from Teray of Tocoa fame.
Big T.
Man, I tell you, you guys sure do know how to find them, LOL. The guy who made a mold of his T-Whacker. I thought...
T-Whacker?
That's what it says. Okay. I didn't even shorten that. I thought that took the cake. Then you had a girl on after him who said that was a good idea. Now, I hear that guy's girl wasn't that impressed. Those two examples of those females there should tell you what type of woman we are dealing with these days. And I say we as in the single dudes out here. These women are just as vicious as we were when it comes to standing people up. They just want to bang and not hang. LOL.
It's fun.
I don't complain, though, but it's rough out here for real. Tariq from Tocoa, Georgia.
What was his saying? Bang and not what?
They want to bang and not...
They just want to bang and not hang.
So not hang out.
Just like a friends with benefits
thing. Time only.
Sounded like a complaint for somebody who says he's not complaining.
Well...
Old T-Whacker.
No. I mean, we don't know that Teray is a man.
True.
Either way, he or she, they, this, that, the other's not anymore.
This, that, and the other?
They're T-Whacker from Tocoa.
Teray.
Shim.
Tocoa's so nice. If you haven't been, go right now.
Why?
So nice.
Their downtown is sweet. They have a nice little
it's like a little square you
ice
go over
cream
the bridge.
Parlor.
Ooh.
Well,
I like that.
Yeah, but you know what? We used to have them here in Greenville.
Ice
and,
cream?
Used to.
And everybody just go on vacation and leave them behind. And then guess what?
There was one in Pickens that great seafood.
Ice cream parlor that sold seafood?
Oh, yeah. Seafood.
No, thank you.
God.
It was good.
On that.
Did the ice cream like smell of fish?
Yeah, I'm gonna say where you put your scooper is.
But that place was
the Rocky Road have oyster shells in it.
You ask Slooper next time. You say that place was packed for seafood night.
Oh yeah,
I can see that if it's
seafood night at the
freezer,
the ice cream parlor,
deep fryer. It's a little different.
We got flounder ice cream if you want some.
Flounder ice cream.
I'll pass.
We've got minnows. They look like Dippin' Dots.
Try the tadpole treat. It's my favorite. The hot fudge.
We got popsicles.
Hot fudge catfish.
Like a choco taco, but it's a fish's ass you bite into it.
Stop. I'm going to vomit.
Our deviled crab cakes are literally cakes, guys. With deviled crab ice cream inside and a spongy
just
little thing.
Eat in the toilet. You'll be fine.
We just put a little Debbie in a crab shell, and then that's what you get.
Ugh. That's two that just don't go well together. That's like, ah. Remember the time? Oh God! Remember the? I'm not talking crap, but it's just kind of. But remember the time we did a? We used to do this thing called Big Ass Draft Nights, where we'd come to a bar, and while we were there, beer would be 93 cents for like 2 hours, and they would always, if it was not a restaurant with a food program. As a
food program,
as John Taffer would say, they would get a food truck, and the food truck at this one particular one was bowl peanuts.
Ooh, I like that. During the summer, though.
I mean, you're drinking; you want something to kind of.
Yeah, but that don't
go with it.
Kind of too
not
salty,
that.
And you drink too much beer. I would think
that's probably exactly why they did that. Yeah. Actually,
we play games too.
Oh yes,
you'd reverse cowgirl, bust the balloon, or
throw the football through the toilet seat.
You play that again.
Lady and Tramp, the banana.
Yes. Yeah, we did butt quarters from time to time as well. That was fun. It's not what you think.
It's really not.
Bring
them back.
Okay. I'm going to do another one here. This is the one where they're begging for help. I'm curious what... Oh, this is not good. I'm going to read it anyway. I'm curious what you guys do for fun. That's in quotes. I know that's changed over the years and what your perception of fun is. And I guess I got to ask, because I'm tired of the nightlife, man. For the four past years, okay, it's been at least 2 weekends a month where we're going out Thursday through Saturday night. And it's hard to explain, but you always see the same people when you go to the same bars, and you wouldn't see these people anywhere else. I want out of this lifestyle now. I don't really know how to break it because I live with my brother and I don't have a girlfriend. Wow. I'm 25 years old, by the way. I just think that I'm sick of partying. I don't really know what to replace it with, though. Help me, damn it, LOL. And that's from Ron in Greenville.
Oh, Ron.
I mean, start drinking at home?
Yeah, just find a way to break out of that. I mean, we weren't doing it as much as him, but back in the day... There was some Thursday, Friday night parties where it's just, and he's right, you did see the same people.
The local establishment is where you see all the people, like in your neighborhood.
Well, even if you float around with different bars, like the same people are going to the same places.
When I lived at Thornblade, I'd just leave the bar and come straight here and sleep in the floor because I knew if I went home, I wasn't going to be at work the next day. I mean, that's true.
And you're only here for 4 hours. You can sneak back afterwards.
Four and a half.
You go shower afterwards.
I work from home the rest of the day.
But since we quit doing that, I haven't seen the math teacher anymore, the girl that always flashed everybody when she got drunk.
Oh, yeah, well, I remember those days.
Like, you don't see these people anywhere else.
Because they, you know.
I mean, the last time I went out to a local bar was with a friend of mine, and I had this guy who was crazy and kept saying, "Will you buy me a drink? Will you buy me a drink?" And then my friend just told him off, and then that was a big deal. Like, no, we're not going to buy you a drink. Go away.
Remember the one guy who would whip it out in the background of pictures? Every time. And we knew he'd do it too, so we'd try to get him in as many pictures as possible with other
people. You feel bad right now. Do you remember the time we were at I won't say the event, Fat Boy, but I was taking a picture with a child, and you didn't realize at the time, but he was of special needs, and you're in the background flipping off because you didn't realize the situation that was going down. You just thought I was taking a picture.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did afterwards.
Afterwards,
I'm like
on,
kneeled
man.
Down this little guy. Fat Boy's back there. He didn't know. He's just photobombing the back. That used to be the fun thing to do, too. Photobombing. Now you can't say bomb anymore.
If it wasn't double birds back then, it was the tongue or.
It used to be fun. I remember every time the girls got together at those things, we had our bathroom pictures, and that was a good time.
Remember the best Matt Man picture pose from way back in the day?
Oh, God.
Do you know which one it was?
I don't.
It was looking down the shirt. Whenever somebody was beside you. Like a chick, obviously.
That was for fun. That was literally done and not in a sexist way. It was to be fun.
But the
it
look
was
on
like,
your face.
You know what I did? I replicated the Ron Simmons photo. That's what that was. If I was taking a photo with a girl who was quite busty, when it said they said say cheese, I would turn and look down her shirt because it was funny. Mm-hmm. It's like when Jesse James Dupree chokes you in a picture. You got to do the fun thing.
He's choking the kids.
You take a picture with a celebrity, they'll point at you. Or, you know, this guy. You know.
One of the girls got remarried, and her husband was like, you guys have seen my wife topless more than I have at this point. I was like, yeah, well.
Uh-oh.
That was back in the day, man. That was the party.
Yeah. Yeah. And I miss those. No, I...
It got wild at these...
I mean, it was
big
fun.
Big butt draft nights.
You just... You get it out of your system, and then... And then you just reserve it to.
But he's 25. I mean,
home parties and tailgating.
He's gonna grow out of it, but not anytime soon. Being 25.
I mean,
for what, 6 months? Maybe like he's not. I feel like he's not there enough to really pull out from it. Like, just not go completely.
I mean, I don't think you not having a girlfriend is what's keeping you. I mean, you're living with your brother. Apparently, that's what he likes to do.
Yeah, he's
wild. A guy, though, it's like you either do that or you're a gamer. What else?
That's true. It's very true, one or the other.
It's the weird thing about these days.
Just different personality types, too. It's just like just one way, really extreme, either way. Balls on the wall, as they
say. I want to read the email about the cartoon, but I'm not because it's graphic. It's just graphic.
And we literally only have a minute anyway.
Okay, then I'll read it then. No, I won't read it. I will read this one. Hey, Rise Guys, the other day my buddy and I were talking about playing the piano. He told me that he thought you guys did a phone call. Oh.
We did.
With the guy that played the piano with his... They put an eggplant emoji on here. Is that true? I'd love to hear it. I've played the piano for years. Does he play Mozart or Beethoven? Because that takes...
Plays Beethoven.
Real balls. P1 Blackbird. Yeah, that was years ago.
He plays something that rhymes with Bach.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we can we'll throw that on in the future for you.
He's chopping the keys up with his gimmick. Is it chopping?
Chopin.
Chopin?
Chopin.
Chopin.
It's not chopping.
Chopin.
Damn it.
Who's the other one?
Who else plays the
Scott Joplin.
Elton John, other famous
Liberace.
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 Many others. All right. If you have an email for us, you know what? I'm not even going to promote the email address because we've got plenty left from today to do next time.
There's a lot.
But if you need to email us, though, theriseguys@aol.com, theriseguys@aol.com.
But only if you need to.
Only if you need to.
There's a lot.
Don't do it just to say, hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, I do like hearing from Frenchie Mama.
Also, don't call in. I hear Fat Boy dealing with people who call in. Hey, what are y'all talking about? You shouldn't do that.
Don't do it.
That's like walking up to a stranger at a bar. Nice. Hey, what are we all talking about?
It's like you're not saving me from a situation I can't get out of, buddy.
Right. All right. Paige?
Yeah.
The Plex. What is up in it?
Well, eggs are so expensive.
How expensive are these eggs?
You wouldn't believe who's offering eggs with the purchase of what.
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
I got an armed guard from a chicken coop now. No crap.
You might as well.
You better.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone patrolling.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's just going to shoot coons.
Duct tape a gun to Otis's forehead.
It is.
Oh,
oh,
my God.
One on each horn. Bang, bang.
Do you have a donkey?
You do. Oh. Good morning, everybody.
Things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.